Before we embark on the new journey of Mishnah Yomis, which is an unbelievable program where we learn two Mishnayos a day and hopefully Be'ezras Hashem finish all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah over the course of several years, I thought it would be worthwhile to give a little bit of an introduction toward the idea of Limud HaMishnayos, toward learning Mishnayos in general, and what exactly Mishnayos represents for us. Because in a certain sense, Mishnayos sort of gets the short end of the stick in terms of the focus of our learning. Baruch Hashem, Daf Yomi has been so very successful in picking up steam, and people are swimming in the Yam HaTalmud, and that should only continue and should grow. But it used to be that in any shul in between Mincha and Mariv, you'll always have someone learning a couple of Mishnayos with people. Nowadays, people are more interested in maybe a halacha or in something more exciting to be discussed. But really, the Mishnayos are the foundation and the true text of Torah Shebal Peh. And we lose a lot when we don't learn Mishnayos. Obviously, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave him both the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, through which we're able to interpret the Torah Shebichsav. The Rambam defines the Torah Shebal Peh as the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar in Drashas Pehen, employing the different methodologies of learning the Psukim in the Torah in order to derive the Halacha from the Torah Shebichsav. And that was something that was handed down from generation to generation, and the ability to apply the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Ben along with the other part of Torah Shebal Peh, which is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, which does not come from the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Ben. It's just oral traditions that we had that were handed down from one generation to another generation, lasted for a long time. And the truth is, even before the times of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, there were people that were formulating different Mishnayos, but it was in separate notebooks that people kept for themselves in order to be able to remember. But there was no uniform text that everybody studied of Mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who is the son of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is known throughout Shas as Rebbe or Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the one who came up with the idea of formulating the Mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, as every great as every person who played a great role in giving us a section of Torah, was the most humble man of his generation. The Gemara tells us, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anava. In fact, Rav Yosef Engel points out that whenever Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi throughout Shas says, Omer Ani, so Omer Ani is an expression of anivus, as if to say, yeah, this is what I say, but not everybody has to accept what I say. It's just my personal opinion. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was a great Anav, much like Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought us the text of Torah Shebichsav, was the Anav Mikol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was the great, most humble person of his generation, as were Ravina and Ravashi, meaning those who gave us the Talmud also were the most humble of their generation. But Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was the one who organized and edited the Mishnayos, and it was never meant initially to be given to the public, but there is a principle called Eis Lasos Hashem Heferu Sarasecha, that when it was understood, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach and Beis tells us that when it was understood that by not writing it down, the Torah was going to be lost, we have to violate the halacha, the normal halacha of Dvar Shebal Peh, Iyata Rashi Lekosvam, of the Isser, to write down Torah Shebal Peh in order to be able to guarantee that the Torah would be able to continue. And in fact, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was the right man for the job, obviously, and in his great anivus, he made sure to express the opinions of other great Tanoim throughout the Mishnayos. And in fact, the Stam Mishnah is generally Reb Meir. Reb Meir is known for his ability to express things in a clear and brief and concise and precise way, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi chose him to be the person who is going to be the author of the Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah Maseches Eduyos tells us that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi very often includes Shitos and Mishnayos that we reject, and the reason he does so, the Mishnah Eduyos says, is that someone's going to come up with an idea in a future generation and say, oh, I have an idea, why don't we say like this, why don't we hold this way, and we'll be able to tell them it is a good idea, it's a nice idea. Problem is, the idea has already been thought of in previous generations and it's been outvoted, so we want to have a record of those opinions that we don't hold. Like Mari Virabi Rav Hershel Shachter often points out, that that's part of the concept of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that the idea of that even when we study the shitos that we don't paskin like, even when we study the shitos that we're not going to follow in halacha, that is still a fulfillment of Talmud Torah. And therefore, it is a worthwhile expenditure of time and effort to be able to study even those shitos that we don't paskin like. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was the one who broke down the Mishnayos into six sections that we have, Seder Zrayim, and Seder Moed, and Nashim, and Nezikin, and Kachim, and Taharos, and of course we're going to go in that order and start with Seder Zrayim. If a person is interested in getting a real background to the very concept of Torah Shebal Peh and how Torah Shebal Peh works, it's Kedai to go through the Rambam's Hakdama to Perish HaMishnayos. It's called the Hakdama to Seder Zrayim, but really it's Hakdama to the entire concept of Mishnayos. Before we get into Seder Zrayim, we're not going to discuss what Seder Zrayim in particular is about right now, but just to be familiar with what it is to learn Mishnayos. A lot of times when people learn Mishnayos, they get confused. They either learn Mishnayos where they just read the Mishnah, or sometimes with the classical commentary or the modern classic of the Rav Pinchas Kahati, or they'll go in the other direction and they'll learn Mishnayos like they're learning Gemara. Learning Mishnayos is not the same as learning Gemara. There are commentaries on the Mishnah that are the classical commentaries that are the proper way to learn Mishnayos. On the flanked on either side of the page, on the classic Yochan Boaz set of Mishnayos, you'll have the Bar Tanura and the Tosas Yom Tov. The Bar Tanura sticks to the simplest, easiest pshat, and it's really, the Mishnayos are somewhat of a closed book without the Bar Tanura, because the Mishnayos are written very cryptically. It was only meant to be able to remember all of the other halachos. It was sort of like cues for us to be able to, this was the first step of writing down the Torah Shebal Peh. This was before the Gemara was written down. So they didn't have to write down everything at that stage. They wrote down some very, very basic outlines and headings, and we were supposed to be able to fill in the rest. And because of that, it's written somewhat cryptically in many different places, and therefore the Bar Tanura is extremely, extremely helpful. Tosas Yom Tov gives us a little more in-depth. Tosas Yom Tov provides us with a little more of the background of the discussion in the Gemaras, and sometimes the discussions in the Rishonim as well, and Tosas Yom Tov is a wonderful, wonderful tool when learning Mishnayos. One of the hidden gems on the page of the Yochan Boaz Mishnayos is the commentary of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the Tosas Rabbi Kiva Eiger, which does not appear anywhere else. It's only on the page of the Mishnayos, has sometimes some of the most illuminating and fascinating and sharp ideas and comments that you'll find anywhere. If only for the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eiger, it's kedai to learn all of the Mishnayos. And it's a worthwhile endeavor in general to learn Mishnayos. You know, the Mishnah tells us that Ben Eser, the Mishnah, that before a person engages in learning Talmud, you have to learn Mishnayos first. Ben Chamesh Esrei the Talmud. When you're 10 years old, you learn Mishnayos. When you're 15 years old, you start learning Gemara. And the reason that you learn Mishnayos before you learn Gemara is because the Mishnayos really lay the foundations for the Gemara. A lot of times people who are learning Gemara are spending so much time just trying to figure out basic concepts when they're brought in different contexts, where if they would have learned the Mishnayos, they would know, for example, what the Mai is and what Maaser Sheni is, and all the basic principles that come up throughout the Mishnayos. So when you have that foundation of understanding all of the basic concepts of Torah Shebal Peh, so your Gemara learning is much more is maximized. Your ability to learn the rest of Torah Shebal Peh is enhanced greatly. In addition to that, when a person learns Gemara, we don't have Gemara on all of the Mishnayos, so you're not going to include all of the Mishnayos in your Gemara learning, even though obviously the Gemara quotes quite extensively from Mishnayos and Seder Zrayim and Seder Taharos, but there is no Talmud Bavli on Seder Zrayim except for Brachos, and in Seder Taharos except for Maseches Nida. So to have like a systematic approach to each of these topics, one really needs to learn Mishnayos. It is also, Mishnayos is something that is easier, it's a bit of an easier limud, conceptually it's not difficult, and yet at the same time, it speaks to so many different students, so many different people on different levels. You can have a fourth grader learning Mishnayos, and you can have a seasoned Talmud Chacham learning Mishnayos, and they'll both gain so much out of learning Mishnayos. This is what our Gedolei Torah do, and did. They would learn Mishnayos. They would say Mishnayos Balpeh. It was something that Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think, was famous for always saying Mishnayos Ben Gavra LeGavra. This is something that the great Talmidei Chachamim have always done, to learn over, to learn Mishnayos. It's also a wonderful opportunity to learn something either together with one's child, or at least in concert with, at least simultaneous to one's child. I mean, I was talking to someone recently, to my Mechutin, and I mentioned that the Mishnah Yomi is going to start a new cycle soon, and this will be like a 6-year opportunity to finish Shisha Sidrei Mishnah with an investment of just what? Like 10 minutes a day. And he said, I imagine that there are fathers of 7-year-old boys all over the place that are very excited about this. And I would hope that that would be the case, because we can do that. We can learn, use all the tools at our disposal to be able to learn the Mishnah, to understand the Mishnah. There are so many wonderful editions of the Mishnah that were put out, two separate editions by Art Scroll, but of course the classic Kahati in Hebrew and in English, and obviously the ideal way to learn Mishnah is with the classic Yachin Boaz Mishnah, is with all the commentaries on the side. We should take advantage of that and learn together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, and let's make the Mishnah Yomi become something that's as popular, if not even more popular, than the already wonderful and very popular Daf Yomi. And we should be zocha to begin our travels through Shas together and to arrive at the destination of having completed all of the Mishnayos in Shas and having learnt them well and having understood them, to really lay the foundations to become great Talmidei Chachamim.